off to my left, followed by a deep roof, roof, roof. I looked around, and guess what I saw? Mr. Half-Stepper came flying across the creek, and right behind him, in hot and deadly pursuit, was an old enemy of mine, Rufus the Doberman Pinscher. And Drover was not half-stepping. He was showing a kind of speed I'd never seen before. Never mind his bad leg and allergies. He came streaking right up to me.
Oh, Hank, help, murder, mayday, mayday, he's gonna kill me. What am I gonna do?
That was an interesting question. And quite frankly, I didn't have an answer worked out by the time he slid to a stop and took cover behind me. An even more interesting question was, what was I gonna do? I had a suspicion that after Rufus tore Drover to shreds, he'd get a kick out of shredding me, too. And he, being a ferocious Doberman Pinscher, was just the guy who could do it. Drover, I'd rather you didn't take cover behind me. Rufus is liable to think we're friends.
But Hank, I think he wants to fight.
Whatever gave you that idea? Just because his little green eyes are flaming and he's got slobber dripping off his fangs?
Yeah, and he said so too.
Well, this is your fight, son. I'm just a neutral party.
But Hank...
Rufus came stalking up, the muscles rippling up his long, thin legs and into his shoulders. He had his pointed ears down in fighting position, and his evil eyes were blazing. Kind of scared me, if you want to know the truth.
Morning, Rufus. What brings you out on a...
Shut up, cowdog. Let me have him. I'm gonna tear him apart.
Don't let him, Hank. Remember, I'm just a chicken-hearted little mutt, and my leg hurts.
Hey, look, Rufus, he didn't mean any harm.
He was trespassing on my ranch. Get out of my way or I'll trespass you.
Would you actually do a thing like that?
He gave me a snarling grin.
In a New York minute. Just give me a reason.
Will this be a fair fight between you and Drover?
As fair as it needs to be, cowdog.
No, Hank! Don't let him hurt me!
Drover, you got yourself into this mess and you'll have to get out of it. It ain't my fight.
Now you're talking sense. You just run along and keep out of my way and you won't get hurt.
Thanks, Rufus. I worry about getting hurt.
Oh, Hank, I never thought I'd hear you say that. I thought you were fearless and brave.
Most of the time I am, Drover. But I try to stay out of the way of Doberman Pinschers.
Rufus liked that.
You may be smarter than you look, cowdog. Let's get the fight started. I got things to do.
Oh, Hank!
All right, let's get it started. But first, I'd like for you to meet a couple of pals of mine.
I ain't interested in your pals.
I understand that, but you're gonna be fighting on their property, and I think it would be a good idea. I'm sure you understand.
All right, but make it quick.
It won't take but a minute. Come on.
The three of us walked over to the spot where Rip and Snort were tearing up the grass and gouging holes in the earth.
Hey, Snort, hold up a second. Hey, back off and shut up. I've got an important message for you.
The snarling stopped. Rip and Snort looked at me with puzzled expressions.
Not good you butt into family discussion. I know, Snort, but this is important. Rufus here has something he wants to tell you. Go ahead and tell him what you told me, Rufus.
His little eyes went from me to the coyotes and then back to me.
Say, what is this?
All right, I'll tell him. Snort, Rufus just ate your whole skunk, and he wanted you to know that it was real good.
Two pairs of coyote eyes swept the spot where the skunk had been.
And he also wondered if that was grounds for a fight, because if it is, he said you boys better go get four or five of your coyote pals to make it a fair fight.